Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am back from the Atlantic coast, back into the clown world to see what's going on here. My goodness. Hey, really excited. We in live in studio today, we've got a very important guest. He is perhaps the world's leading expert in the medical field. Mr. Gil Bates is going to be joining us live later on in the program. Mr. Gil Bates, very excited to have him here today. But now let's go ahead and get the show started. My goodness. We are back. I am back. Missing those beautiful Carolina waters, but hey, gotta come back here and be the cog in this machine that I play. Literally breaking right now as I'm recording this. The pandemic is over, ladies and gentlemen. 3 years. 3 years of this crazy nonsense, and somehow, magically today, the medical emergency is over. And you might ask, well, what made it an emergency yesterday? Or even what made it an emergency last week? Don't go using too much logic there, ladies and gentlemen. That's not gonna get you anywhere with the pandemic. So we've got some craziness going on. Gosh, over in Taiwan, we got China and Taiwan, and I'm telling you, folks, ladies and gentlemen, that is a cesspool. That is getting ready to boil over. It has got more tension built up over there via the South China Sea than pretty much any other place on the planet right now. That is more of a dire situation than most people can even fathom right now, what is going on between China and Taiwan. It's been going on for years now, but right now they're really kind of at the crux of it all. I cannot overstate how much of a situation that is. But anyway, you know, we've got both China and Russia that have announced they're pushing away from the U.S. dollar. Not going to be relying on that as the main currency reserve that has been in place for decades and decades. Moving away from the U.S. dollar, that's going to have serious trickle-down repercussions for the rest of the world. And no one really knows how that's going to unravel and what kind of an overall impact that's going to have, because we haven't really seen this in the modern era. But it's definitely a place where we are going, and we better buckle up and get ready for it because it's happening. We're there. Very sad news. We've got another shooting that has taken place in my home state up in the city of Louisville. You had a young 20-something guy go into a bank and shot up in there. Apparently, this young man worked there and interned there for a number of years. And, you know, this one definitely hits close to home. I know some people personally who were good friends of some of the people that lost their lives in that incident. And this one definitely hits close to home for me. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is for these kinds of situations. I know, you know, you got a lot of people that are screaming from the gun control group, and this is, you know, certainly no exception to that. But you have evil that exists in this world, and how you curtail evil, if you know how to do that, please reach out to me. I would love to know the answer to that. I had a lovely week away this past week. It was so nice to get out and just walk on the sand, get out in the ocean, do some bike riding, just do some overall clearing. Just getting all that gunk out of my mind and just having some time away to really enjoy the truly important things in life, spending time with family, and just, it was nice. This past week, we just had beautiful sunny, warm weather the entire week. It only rained for a few hours overnight one day. And it was just gorgeous. I'm very much missing that coastal Carolina, Atlantic coast. I want to be back. I can't wait to go back. But really enjoyed that time away. But happy to be back here live in the usual studio once again with you wonderful people. Happy to be back here at home as well. But without further ado, I would like to... this is our first guest, our first interview here at Clown World Matrix. And this is somebody who is very influential in the medical community. Has come from a very accredited medical background. Has had extensive research in multiple areas of the field. And we are very happy to have him live in studio today, Mr. Gil Bates. Good morning, Gil. It certainly is great to have you here on the program with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I was just admiring your pink sweater there. Is that new?
This is actually one of my favorite cardigans, and I only wear it on special occasions.
Well, thank you, Gil. I appreciate that, and that you think so highly of Clown World Matrix.
I'm actually doing an interview with Anderson Cooper right after we wrap this up.
Oh, I see. Well, it's interesting attire nonetheless. So, Gil, I understand you used to head up a major software company that you helped found, and then after that time you transitioned into becoming the world's most influential expert in all matters pertaining to the medical field, as well as vaccinations.
That is correct.
Well, I'm curious. How did you go about making that transition? How did you find the time to break away to complete your medical doctorate and then go through residency? And what was that experience like for you?
Oh, I didn't do any of that.
Well, how did you acquire all of your medical expertise?
Let's just say the same way the former executives over at Twitter did.
Ah, okay. Is it safe to say that wealth and influence are contributing factors?
Contributing factors? Do you see the letters MD behind my name? They are the sole factors and really all that truly matter.
Well, you seem to be a very loud voice during the pandemic, especially in the earliest stages of it. What was your interest in what took place in the world at that time?
Gabriel, a major part of what our software company did was sell antivirus software. Now, how are you going to sell antivirus software if you don't have computer viruses present to warrant the buying of said software?
Gil, are you saying that...
Well, he's dead, so...
Who's dead, Gil?
Jeffrey Epstein.
I didn't ask about Mr. Epstein. I wasn't planning on bringing him up during this interview.
Oh, good. I mean, I didn't really know him anyway.
Well, you did take the Lolita Express to his island quite a few times, didn't you?
Well, he's dead, so...
Yes, that is certainly what was reported, but you did go to the island quite a few times, as what is documented in the flight logs. What did you do during your trips over to his island?
Well, he's dead, so...
You're not going to answer the question, are you?
Hey, look, I think I see someone drinking a Bud Light over there. Maybe you and I should go over there and give them a hard time.
Okay.
Look, I've got to run. I've got Anderson Cooper waiting on me, and the sponsors of his show, like me, have a vested interest in the advice I'm going to be providing, so I need to get going.
Well, Gil, I certainly understand, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to be on Clown World Matrix today.
Well, thank you, and just make sure to get up to date on your boosters.
Thank you, Gil. I'll make sure to get right on that. Gil Bates, everybody. Once again, we thank Gil for taking the time out of his busy schedule to join us at Clown World Matrix today. I would recommend that with this interview he's doing with Anderson Cooper, you know, there's only so much you can convey on a podcast being an audio format only. But definitely, too, it would be worth it just to see this pink sweater that he was wearing in the studio today. I wouldn't expect much out of the content of the interview he'll be doing with Anderson, but tune in, if for nothing else, then to see that lovely pink cardigan he had on today. It surely was something else. We're definitely working on a couple more candidates to interview here in the forthcoming weeks. We've got several that are lined up as possibilities, but once we get that finalized, we've got our people working with their people, and if we can get the schedules coordinated, we're definitely going to be having some wonderful upcoming guests that we'll have on the show, and you don't want to miss it. So definitely make sure that you're subscribed so that you don't miss out on these forthcoming interviews. They are going to be great. A bit of interesting news on the political front. We just had RFK Jr., Robert Francis Kennedy Jr., announce his candidacy for a presidential run in 2024. He'll be running as a Democrat. And honestly, there are a lot of good qualities about him. He's been extremely outspoken on all of the clownery and insanity that has taken place with regard to the inoculations. He's been outspoken on those in general, long before the pandemic was even rolled out. But that's exciting to hear that he is going to be vying for that office. A lot of good qualities about RFK Jr. I have followed him for many years now, and he's got a lot of wisdom and knows very well all of the insanity and the powers that be that are doing all of their shenanigans behind the scenes. So, Robert Francis Kennedy Jr. running for president in 2024. Serious question for you. Has anybody seen Tony Fauci lately? He hasn't really been around a whole lot lately. Need to put out an SOS on this guy. MIA. Where's Tony Fauci? I mean, I don't miss his voice. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen. I do not miss that creature's voice preaching from his soapbox, and he certainly did need it to boost that height to even get to the average height of a normal man. He does identify as a man, does he not? I do not miss Anthony Fauci, ladies and gentlemen. I hope he goes and crawls in a hole and ultimately gets the justice that is due him. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, we are starting a new segment on Clown World Matrix. This is the Gaslighting of the Week. And this week's Gaslighting of the Week, we are featuring your installed Commander-in-Chief. This is the guy in the White House. Now, the following clip is a town hall meeting that he did with Don Lemon, close associate of Anderson Cooper. Biden did this with Don Lemon a while ago, and the following audio segment is installed President Biden's commentary. I don't know specifically what the question was, but this is his answer. Now, keep in mind that none of this audio is edited in any way, shape, or form. You may have heard this already, but this is the Gaslighting segment of the week. Your installed president with his commentary with Don Lemon.
You got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, you seem, no, it works. Or you know, or the mom and dad, or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're, you know, no, I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors. Think of the people. If your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not, you know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it?
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There's really nothing that I can add, take away, or provide to enhance that any further. So I thank you for tuning in to this week's episode, episode 3 of Clown World Matrix. I hope you enjoyed our exclusive interview with Gil Bates. Don't know if he'll be back again or not, but you know, we'll sure try to have him back again on the show at some point. perhaps in the not too distant future. I want to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. We've got all kinds, iHeartRadio, I think we got out there, all kinds of stuff. And if you haven't already, please share this with a friend of yours who might find it to be entertaining, useful, all of the above. I certainly would appreciate that. We're trying to get the word out on Clown World Matrix. And do come back here again next week where we will have another episode rocking and rolling. I hope you have a great week, and I will see you next Wednesday.